أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من صلصال من حمأ مسنون والجان خلقناه من قبل من نار السموم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني خالق بشرا من صلصال من حمأ مسنون. فإذا سويته ونفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين. فسجد الملائكة كلهم أجمعون إلا إبليس أبى أن يكون مع الساجدين. قال يا إبليس ما لك ألا تكون مع الساجدين. قال لم أكن لأسجد لبشر خلقته من صلصال من حمأ مسنون. قال فاخرج منها فإنك رجيم. وإن عليك اللعنة إلى يوم الدين. قال رب فأنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون. قال فإنك من المنظرين إلى يوم الوقت المعلوم. قال رب بما أغويتني لأزينن لهم في الأرض ولأغوينهم أجمعين إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين. قال هذا صراط علي مستقيم. إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان إلا من اتبعك من الغاوين. Indeed, we had created mankind from sounding clay, from decaying and fermenting mud. And the jinnat have we created before mankind from a fire, a scorching wind. And behold, your Rabb had declared and announced to the Malaika, I am about to create a man from sounding clay, from decaying, fermenting mud. So when I do fashion him and I shape him and breathe into him my soul, then fall into prostration to him. Then the Malaika altogether had prostrated, not so Iblis. He refused to be amongst those that will prostrate themselves. Allah Ta'ala then addressed Iblis, O Iblis, for what reason do you wish not to be amongst those that prostrate themselves? So he replied, Lam akul li asjuda li basharin, I am not one that is going to prostrate for a person, for a man who you have created from sounding clay, from fermenting mud. Qala fakhruj. So Allah Ta'ala says, then get out of here, you are rejected, and upon you be my curse till the day of judgment. Then did he request, my Rabb, grant me respite till the day mankind are resurrected. So Allah Ta'ala answered, indeed you are from those that have been given respite till the day of a known time, an appointed time. Then did he ask, Rabbi bima awaitani? He says, my Rabb, on account of the fact that you had thrown me off the path, then I will make this world attractive to them and mislead them altogether, except your chosen and selected righteous servants. So Allah Ta'ala says to him that this straight path leads towards me. And as far as my servants are concerned, that you have no authority over them except the wrong who follow you. And Jahannam is their promised abode altogether. It has 7 gates, and for every gate is a special class. Indeed, the righteous will be in gardens and springs. Enter therein in peace and security, and we will remove from their hearts all lingering feelings of malice and hatred. There will be brothers sitting upon thrones facing each other. No fatigue will ever touch them, and nor will they be asked to leave. Then let my servants know that I am most forgiving and most merciful, but my punishment is very painful. In the beginning verses, Allah Ta'ala explains the creation of the earth, then the comforts and the conveniences Allah Ta'ala has placed in the environment, the rains, the shrubs, the vegetation, and then all the blessings that Allah Ta'ala has provided and blessed mankind with. Then this verse has been ended notifying mankind, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ. Your Rabb is going to gather you all together to show mankind this is your destination, this is your goal, this is where you are reaching. That is, your goal is Qiyamah. That is the point that you are heading towards. And then the entire purpose for creation and the supreme creation of mankind, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been explained in the next verse, خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ, that mankind is the supreme creation. And then followed by mankind is jinnat. These are the very supreme creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mankind being the most supreme and being the leader and the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when he is the supreme creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are certain requirements and certain obligations he owes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, the very essence of his creation has been explained. What was the essence of his creation? That he is made from sounding clay, from fermenting mud, and the jinnat has been created from a fire, scorching hot wind. So this is to show the very essence and the very beginning of your creation and the substance that was used to create you. To impress upon mankind, see, this is the very essence of your creation, so you have got nothing to be proud about. If you're going to be proud and arrogant, then this is going against your very nature and your very substance. You are made of fermenting mud, of decaying, fermenting mud you are created. This is your very essence. So when you are created of this, then look at the nature of the components and the things that you have been created with. So you are created with mud, that is water and sand mixed together. So as far as earth is concerned, then it is the most humble thing. People walk upon it, they trample upon it, and it is of use to mankind, to all creation. And it has no objection. It doesn't cry about people walking upon it. So you need to be humble within yourself. Number two, you need to be patient like the earth is patient. It doesn't take revenge, and it doesn't become furious, doesn't go into a rage. The third, when you are made of mud, that means water and sand, then the goodness will in you, the purity in you will be when you strive and you go on striving according to your capacity, according to your means. Like the water remains pure and clean as long as it's moving, as long as it is in motion. The moment it stops, then the decay sets into water. So you are created of mud, that is sand and water. And the sand, the very property of sand, it is that it is calm, it is composed, it doesn't lose itself. So you need to be calm, composed, humble and patient. And number two, you need to be striving all the time, otherwise you will decay. You will have to work till the end of this very journey, you will have to go on striving. Otherwise, if you leave striving, then you will rot, you will decay, and that will be the end of you. وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. As for the jinnat, we have created them from a fire that is a scorching hot wind. So you aren't a jinn that is created from fire that is enraging all the time. You have got all these constituents and you have got all those components to be calm, composed and patient. So you be like the very nature that you have created. You have got no reason to lose yourself. Rather, contain yourself, compose yourself, and you will be an intelligent person. You will make the environment comfortable and conducive for your needs. You will be able to see the true ends correctly, then Allah Ta'ala thereafter explains what is the trial. You are the supreme creation, then your trial is Iblis. Iblis, he refused to subject himself, to submit himself, to surrender himself. He refused. So your whole success, your whole the goodness in you will be as long as you submit yourself. You lower yourself, you humble yourself, you do not allow that fire within you to burn you out of control or to go out of control. If you're going to allow that fire to go out of control, then there will be chaos, there will be problems, there will be difficulties for you and for the environment. So you don't become like Iblis, allow the fire within you to enrage and allow things to go out of control. Rather, remain within control. And the way that you will remain and keep yourself collected is that you will keep surrendering yourself. You will find things going against your taste, against your desire, against what you would wish for and long for. But you keep yourself composed, you keep yourself collected and patient, and you will see things working out for you. So don't become proud and don't become arrogant like Iblis that had earned the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earned perpetual curse and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't go in that direction. Then if you do so, then you become the selected servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for whom Allah ta'ala says that shaitan, Iblis, has no authority over. Shaitan has no authority over these selected servants, for Allah ta'ala is keeping them in his divine protection all the time. When we say that they are under divine protection, it doesn't mean that they cannot slip, they may slip. But because they are selected servants of Allah ta'ala, they keep themselves on the cause. The moment they make a slip, then they are ready to make tawbah, acknowledge and admit their mistake and gain a better position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than what they enjoyed previously by them engaging in tawbah, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and humbling themselves. In the last verses, Allah ta'ala speaks about the righteous, and they will be amid gardens and springs. And in this earth, we go through earthly, some of the earthly effects begin to affect us. The effects, the things of the earth begin to affect us. Sometimes it is within man within themselves that something happens, and because of what has happened, there is a lingering feeling of injury within the mind, within the heart. So now we feel to ourselves that how are we going to live in Jannat when there is going to be this lingering feeling of pain and injury within our hearts and within our minds. So this is only for this earthly abode. In this earthly abode, we are subjected to these type of feelings, and because we are subjected to these type of feelings, if we suffer any injury, then we have something in our mind, some lingering feeling within our heart. We cannot escape this. So Allah Ta'ala says that in Jannat, Jannat is supposed to be totally free of all this because it is just a place of comfort. Then before you are admitted into Jannat, then all these lingering feelings of pain, injury, malice will leave the heart entirely, completely. All will be brothers reclining upon thrones of dignity and facing each other like how brothers would talk with each other. All the past is totally forgotten, because Allah Ta'ala will remove that capacity of malice and that pain and hatred. There will be no such a thing like hatred, no such a thing like malice whatsoever. It's reported in the hadith that before the Jannatis are admitted into Jannat, they will pass a stream and they will drink of its water, and with the drinking of that water, all that lingering feelings of illness and of injury, of malice, will vanish from their hearts. Yes, that person that deliberately harbors malice, one is without one's choice, these type of feelings, they storm the mind and they disturb the mind. So man is not answerable for this, because it is not within his volition. These type of memories will remain. So the thing that man is answerable and questionable about is that he entertains this type of thoughts, And he plans to hurt those people that had hurt him perhaps, and he plans or he intends for evil to fall upon these people. So this is that type of malice that is reproachable, that is accountable for, and that is something that is going to be, that one is going to be accountable, one is going to be punished for. As far as thoughts that is not within one's control, then one is not going to be answerable, one is not going to be punished for that. However, one should try his best to clear up the mind by making istighfar, number one, by trying and being good towards the person that had, that you have any malice and ill feelings for, number two, and showing some respect, make dua for the person. You make dua, you show respect to the person, make istighfar, and you will see that these feelings are, if they are not totally dead, then they will be weakened, and when it's weakened, then you're not going to be answerable for. What you're answerable for is when you design and entertain some evil for that person, you wish and long for some evil to fall upon that person, or you attempt to do some wrong to that person that you bear malice for. But if you just have those thoughts running in your mind, and it is not within your volition and choice, then you're not answerable for. So Allah Ta'ala will free this place, this Jannat, of all types of malice and ill feelings. Further, there will be no tiredness and fatigue that will ever touch you, and nor will you be asked to leave Jannat. Now, you are secure as far as you not being asked to leave Jannat. What about the fact that perhaps you may get tired of the comforts, like it happens in this earth, that when you have the comfort constantly and continuously, you are tired of it, you get bored of it, then you want something else. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا, that the comforts of Jannat cannot be compared to the comforts of this world. You never get tired and bored of it. It's excitement all the time. It's new, exciting, pleasing and enjoyable all the time. You will not even desire for something, any type of change or to get out of Jannat. You, as the day passes, as the moment passes, then you are anticipating more excitement, more enjoyment, and more comfort all the time. May Allah give us tawfiq.